Today is Thursday, September 28th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I almost forgot what I say. It is. I'm struggling to load the date so I can see. It is National Drink Beer Day. It is also National Strawberry Cream Pie Day. And it is, we all know I like a cream pie. I'm a big fan of cream pies. And yeah, so I don't know if I've ever had a strawberry cream pie, but I've had a few cream pies in my life. Well, now I don't even want to say that because it sounds like I'm saying something dirty, but I'm not. I actually do like cream pies. Like the dessert is what I'm talking about here. Get your mind out of the gutter. Or I should get my mind out of the gutter. Maybe none of the listeners have their mind in the gutter at the moment. But my grandma really, this is the part that makes it so bad. My grandma really made good cream pies. That was one of her specialties. Y'all, it sounds so dirty. No, chocolate cream pie. That sounds even worse. I cannot pull myself out of this, but it is my favorite. And I make a pretty good version now as well. So I'm going to be honest here and say I'm pre-recording this. And I don't know what happened Wednesday evening because I was having, you know, all of that stuff, and I record early, or I release the shows early in the morning, I need to have, you know, time to spend with Mark on the birthday. So I'm recording this a little bit early, so I don't know what happened, but I'll give you guys a rundown. So basically, I do have orchestra Wednesday night, and the plan is to go to that. So the plan is to somehow decorate the mirror in the bathroom and surprise him with like a little sign that says happy birthday. Nothing elaborate, just something that says happy birthday. So like when he gets up, you know, in the morning, that he sees his, you know, happy birthday and all that, and it's a surprise and, you know, whatever. And then have his card with the surprise that I'm not gonna say. Well, this is coming out on Thursday, so I will say tickets to the Pink concert in Kansas City. And I did ask some of his friends. So on Sunday, like I told you guys in yesterday's episode, we went to an event, a Filipino event, and a lot of his Filipino friends, they will go to Kansas City oftentimes. And I thought it was they would go for Japanese food. So I asked one of them, I said, hey, do you know any good Japanese restaurants in Kansas City? Because what I want to do is plan it all out, you know, have a dinner planned, the concert, have a hotel, like all of that. But I'm just putting the tickets in because the concert is at the end of October. So it's not an immediate thing, but I want to plan, you know, all of it. I want to plan the dinner, you know, I want to plan the hotel, all that kind of stuff. It's up in the air whether we're going to drive or we're going to fly because we are both trying to maintain our platinum status. And it is such a pain in the butt, you guys, to maintain your platinum status. But it has actually been a neat perk. So he has platinum on United and I have platinum on American, and both airlines have upgraded us this year to first class. So we've already gotten at least one first class upgrade. I've gotten a couple. I believe when I flew to California in February, March timeframe, I got an upgrade then, and then I got another upgrade. I've gotten several. I think when we went to Florida, we might have gotten an upgrade. So we've gotten upgrades. And also the priority luggage is nice. So they put this tag on there. They just put a tag that says priority. And your luggage comes out first. Now, it depends on how many. There are things that I don't like. I feel like I should start a YouTube channel on. There's a blog called The Points Guy. But I feel like there's still a market for information about these frequent flyer programs. I'm not going to do it. Look, I'm not, but they make them so confusing on purpose because, you know, the more confusing, the better, because they don't have to give you as much because you're confused. But American Airlines last year did this loyalty points thing. Well, the thing is, you get loyalty points, which get you to the various statuses like gold, platinum, executive platinum, all of that. And your miles are separate. And you don't always get loyalty points when you get miles, because there's a lot of times when they'll have like these double miles offers. And they'll say, oh, if you buy this thing, you'll get double miles. Well, it's not always obvious whether you're also going to get double loyalty points, because sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. There are all these, you know, rules and policies and, you know, hidden fine print. Like the companion ticket that they have. I get a companion ticket every year. It's a $99 companion ticket. So I have to purchase a ticket, and then I can, for $99, I can get Mark a ticket. So we can save, you know, $300 or $400, depending on where we're going. But they make it so difficult. You have to, this is not accurate, but it's, I don't know exactly what you have to do, but it's not a simple online thing that you do. You have to make a phone call. You have to talk to someone. You have to like tell them what you're doing. They mail you something. There's physical mail involved with this. I think you have to mail them the voucher or something. It's crazy. They make it so hard to redeem this thing. I've never redeemed it. And it expires at the end of the year, so you have to use it that year. You can't, like, collect them. And the loyalty points they make confusing, but I like the perks. But the thing is, they reset every year. You don't stay platinum forever. You have to re-earn it every year. And so all of that being said, I just gave it, so it's so confusing. I feel like there's a place for like another YouTube channel where you just go through all the, you know, the airlines, you know, and tips and tricks on how to get miles and loyalty points and get to the next status and all that kind of stuff. But, cause I mean, if I'm going to have to be doing the research anyway, might as well make some content out of it, right? But we may end up flying to Kansas City because we're both trying to maintain our platinum, and he needs another segment or two in order to maintain his platinum for next year. I need a lot more than that. So American, he's United. American does not base it off of segments, but you do get loyalty points. I think, I still don't even know for sure. I'm trying to research this, but I think you still get loyalty points for both the amount you paid for the ticket. So like if you paid $500 for the ticket, you'll get, well, I'll get 500 because I have a American Airlines credit card. So if I buy the ticket on the American Airlines credit card, I get how much ever paid, I get a loyalty point per dollar. And then I think for the miles traveled, I get another point for each mile. So if it's like 3,000 miles traveled, I think I do get loyalty points for that as well. But I'm like 30,000 loyalty points away from keeping platinum. I have until the end of February next year. So I'm currently platinum, but I've got to get 30,000 loyalty points between now and the end of February. So both of us need to fly some more this year. And all of you are like, it's not worth it. You're spending extra money and flying more just to get these statuses, and they're making more. I know, but you know, it is what it is. They're little conveniences that if you're going to have to fly anyway, you might as well. And I mean, we do get something out of it. I get miles. So a lot of our tickets are free because, you know, we're using frequent flyer miles to get them, but I can hear all the arguments. I hear them. So anyway, we're going to do that. And I don't know if we're going to fly or we're going to drive, because it's only 3.5 hours away. And if we fly, I think it's going to take longer to get there flying than it would driving, especially having to go to the airport and all that kind of stuff and deal with that. So maybe we end up driving, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure, you know, at the moment. So anyway, we, after orchestra, we're going to dinner for his birthday. He picked a restaurant. And then on Saturday, I'm taking him out for his birthday to a different restaurant. So he's getting two restaurants plus the trip that we're going on in October. So lots of stuff for him. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adambernsuk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.